Why did God choose Saul? Because he was a minority. Why did God choose Gideon? Because he was in the minority group. He says, I'm the least in my father's house. In fact, he was hiding from the enemy. He was afraid of going out to battle, and he was hiding, and the angel of the Lord comes and calls him a mighty man of valor. Now, how can you be a man of valor if you're hiding from the enemy? Well, you see, when God chooses you, you're going to find grace in his sight, and the word grace means his enabling power. God enabled Noah. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. How did he build an ark? He had to have blueprints. You say, well, how long did it take him to build it? About 120 years. 120 years to build the ark. You say, where are you getting that from? Well, I'll get it for you. Kevin, where are you up to in reading there?
I was just jumping around trying to follow you. I went over to Gideon.
All right, get to Gideon. I want you to see something with Gideon and what took place there. But the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man. My spirit is not always going to strive with man. But Noah found grace. He found enabling power in the eyes of the Lord. So what does it say about Gideon?
It says there came an angel of the Lord in Judges 6:11 and sat under an oak, which is in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Hey, the Lord is with you. When God chooses you, he's not going to let you go astray. He's going to find you. He said, nobody's going to pluck you out of my hand. I don't care the economy, whether the weather, whatever the conditions are. The Lord said, nobody is going to pluck you out of my hand. I want you to think of that tonight. The way people are going around you, you ain't said anything yet of what God is going to do this year. This year is an important year. If you don't believe it, see what's happening in the world. But also, I want you to see what God is going to do. He's not through. It says here in Genesis, the 6th chapter. All right, let me read it to you. And it came to pass, when man began to multiply in the face of the earth and daughters were born unto him, the sons of God saw the daughters of men. They were fair, and they took them wives of all they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Amen. Say, where'd you get that 120? Tells you right here. In other words, I'm going to give Noah the plan. Somebody had to have plans to build an ark. You just think out there and build something without a plan. This church had to have plans. Your watch has to have a plan. Someone puts it together. So the Lord said, I'm giving 120 years. My spirit isn't going to always strive with man. So for 120 years, Noah was building an ark. You know, people laugh and they say, oh my, you know, yeah, we've heard the story. We've heard the story. But due date is here, folks. You know why due date is here? Because when a woman's going to have a baby, she has labor pains. And the pain that people are feeling today in the economy, it says, wake up. Due date is here. People say, well, I can't believe this is happening in America. No, it's just to let you know due date is here. What are you getting upset about? You should rejoice. Amen. We're getting ready. Due date is here. We're getting ready to be with the Lord. Amen. I said, the baby's going to be born. We're going to be born. We're going to be caught up and be with the Lord. I'm not a pessimist. I'm an optimist. Amen. A lot of people, all they see is what's going on, but they don't know about the coming of the Lord. And it's going to happen. How do you know? Because I feel the pains. I feel the pains of the people. I'm a doctor. I got a degree. It says I'm Dr. Profeta, but I don't use it. Because the Lord don't need any doctors. All these preachers there, they got doctors. They all call themselves doctors. I tell people I was born with a title. I was born with a title. I didn't give myself a title. My name is Profeta. And in Italian, profeta means prophet, P-R-O-F-E-T-A. And in Spanish, the name profeta means prophet. So when I was in Puerto Rico preaching years ago, They all came to see the prophet. People were looking in the windows. They were standing out in the street. Spirit of God came down. A missionary woman there told me, she says, now, Spanish people are very emotional. So when you go there tonight, just, you know, just hold them down. Hold it back. You can't hold back the Spirit of God. You know, it's time people get emotional for the things of God. People go to a football game and carry on. They'll go and have a before that, they have a, what kind of party, Kevin?
Tailgate.
Oh, yeah, they go have a tail. They get drunk before the game even starts. Go in there and fight with one another. I mean, emotion runs high over a football game. So I was told, because this is the first night I was going to preach there, they get very emotional, so just, you know, just don't get with it, you know, just hold it back. So I get up to speak that night, and Frank Hernandez is my interpreter. It was his church. He interpreted for Billy Graham, Paul Roberts, Tommy Osborne. When all the preachers used to come and go to these other countries, they always chose Frank Hernandez, South America. They always called him in Puerto Rico to come and interpret because he was filled with the Spirit. So I get up to speak, and I said, I was told today that you people are very emotional. And he said, Frank says, shh. I says, Frank, say it. And he said it. I said, so let's stand and get emotional for God. The place went wild. I said, let's stand and get emotional for God. Man, they stood and started shouting. And the pastor's wife got saved that night. She got saved because she didn't like American preachers, because they always had to go to town and get a steak dinner and stay in the best hotels. They put me up at a widow woman's house. Amen. And I ate rice and beans at their house. But she got saved. And while people were shouting, she was swinging her head, and her hair fell. She had a bun, and man, she had long hair. It was like a whip. As God is my witness, as she was shaking her head, I actually heard her hair snapping. Like you snap a whip. That's how violently she was shaking. All right? She got saved that night. The next day, because I said, let's get emotional for God. She comes with her husband, the interpreter for me, Frank Hernandez, comes to the house where I was staying, and said, I have to tell you something. I said, what is that? Says, my wife wants to give you her car. And she's standing in front of him, and he's shaking. He says, I'll talk to you later. He was mouthing it. Because I couldn't understand, you know. He says, my wife wants, while you're here, she wants to give you her car to drive. Why? Because she got saved. You see, people that are unsaved don't give. The wise men came. The wise men came to worship the king. But they came with gold, frankincense, and myrrh, didn't they? They came to worship the king with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Worship is given is the highest form of worship there is. So he said, my wife wants to give you her car. So he had to take her back home. He says, I'll be back. He comes back to the house, and I'm staying with this widow woman they put me up with there. And he says to me, I can't believe it. He said, why? He said, my wife wouldn't give a preacher anything. And for her to give you her car, says, you know what happened last night? She got saved. Said, she got saved. She got saved because I said to them, let go and let God. Do you know what faith is? Faith is courage to face life. 90% is courage. All right? Now, where's the other 100%? 90% is courage. 9% is patience. And your patience, Jesus said, possess your soul. So 90% of faith is courage. 9% is patience. You say, what's the other 1%? The other 1% is all the crap that preachers put on you. I shouldn't have said crap, no. I should have said junk.